ultimately the target, when we started this, the target is a multi-million ounce deposit, so something in excess of 2 million ounces. The previous footprint, like I said, that was existing from the existing resource was deemed to be small and constrained. We've expanded that near surface footprint tremendously with a very modest amount of drilling. We've only drilled 7,500 meters on it so far, but
Okay.
we've increased the strike length, total strike length, by over 3x since we started, and we've increased the lateral width by over 2x since we started. So, like I said, we've drilled a total of 7,500 meters so far.
Yeah.
We do have 5 drill holes that are still pending assay from the latest round of drilling, and we are commencing another 5,000 meters minimum here in just a week or so. So we've got a lot of fully funded catalysts in front of us. I mentioned the drill results. The grades have been very good. We're talking about several intervals of gold grade ranging from 10 grams of gold upwards to 200 grams of gold per ton, grams per ton, and silver along with that. So in addition to the gold, anywhere from 500 grams of silver upwards of 8,000 grams of silver per ton with those high grade gold intercepts. If you look at our drill results over the past several weeks and months, every single one of the batches of holes that we've put out, we've had some very high grades. We've even had high grades over some substantial widths. This is a narrow vein deposit so far, but you're talking anywhere from a half a meter to 2 meters with some high grade. And we even had a blind vein discovery. We had over 6 meters of 830 grams silver that was right at surface. So again, a brand new parallel vein system that's not been stepped out. We haven't done any drilling or following up. So there's a lot of room to grow with this, and the grades, it's an incredibly fertile system. It's hard to overstate that. There is just high grade everywhere.
Good day, everyone. It's Steve Yang, Natural Resource Stocks. I'm here with Brian Miller, CEO, Director, and Co-Founder of Astra Exploration. How are you, Brian?
Doing very well. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I'm excited to see you in Atlanta for our conference. But for the listeners who don't know about you guys, if we can start off by giving us your website, where you're trading, your ticker sign, and then if you want to tell us your story.
Sure. The website, best way to get information on the website, astra-exploration.com. Ticker symbol on the Venture Exchange in Canada is ASTR.V. We're traded on the OTC in the US, that's ATEPF, and also on the Frankfurt Exchange at S3I.
Awesome. Well, tell us about Astra Exploration. What are you guys all about?
The primary focus of Astra Exploration, exploration stage company focused on high-grade precious metals development in South America, particularly focusing in Argentina and Chile. Got 3 projects in the portfolio. The flagship asset in Argentina has been putting out some very good results. That's the La Manchuria project in Santa Cruz. Very high grade gold and very high grade silver near surface. Hasn't had much exploration outside of the previous resource area, and we've opened it up in every dimension and at depth. It's fantastic story in the early stages.
When you say early stages, are we talking greenfield here? I mean, how much infrastructure is there, and what do you guys know about the area, and what drew you to that place?
It's not greenfields. There was a small existing resource. There is a small existing resource from previous exploration. It was only about 150,000 gold equivalent ounces at surface, bulk tonnage disseminated deposit. It was previously interpreted to be faulted off along strike on both ends and constrained laterally, as well as constrained at depth. Our head geologist, Diego Guido, is based in Buenos Aires. He knows the region as well as many and better than most. But this was something he's known about for 20 years. He's always wanted to explore it. It's very high grade. He believed that there was opportunity to make a significant discovery with this project, and we picked it up just over a year ago.
In terms of grade and scale, what do you guys think you guys have there?
Well, ultimately, the target, when we started this, the target is a multi-million ounce deposit, so something in excess of 2 million ounces. The previous footprint, like I said, that was existing from the existing resource was deemed to be small and constrained. We've expanded that near surface footprint tremendously with a very modest amount of drilling. We've only drilled 7,500 meters on it so far, but
Okay.
we've increased the strike length, total strike length, by over 3x since we started, and we've re increased the lateral width by over 2x since we started. So much, much bigger footprint near surface. It's wide open in all directions, and there's several regional targets too. It's a very large vein field.
Could you tell me a little bit about other companies that are there as well and the infrastructure?
Yeah, the Deseado Massif is perhaps one of the most well-endowed places in the world for epithermal gold and silver. It's southern Argentina. The region hosts several producing mines and past producing mines, including world-class deposits. A couple of them that are notable: Cerro Negro, which is about 150 kilometers to the north of us, owned by Newmont, and Cerro Vanguardia, which is about 100 kilometers to the east of us, owned by AngloGold Ashanti. Both of those are deposits whose total known endowment's over 10 million ounces. So spectacular, both size and grade. And we're just kind of almost right between them, if you will. And then there's several other deposits ranging from, the million to 2, 3 million ounce total size.
And then Argentina, for a jurisdiction, my understanding is it's become very pro-friendly, pro-mining, and there seem to be fast-tracking everything, is what I'm hearing and saying. Are you finding the same thing? Do you have the same kind of local support? And what's the jurisdiction like over there?
100%. It's so with any country, it depends on what province that you're in.
Okay.
Argentina in general, yes, there's been a shift that is pro-business in general, pro-mining in particular, and it's been the most positive and the most drastic improvement we've seen in a generation. Santa Cruz, the province that we're in, is historically one of the most mining-friendly provinces in Argentina. And I can say that from our experience with permitting and operating and dealing with governments locally, that there is a concerted effort to facilitate mining operations, exploration operations. The time to permitting turnaround has been drastically reduced. It is still a bureaucratic governmental process, but for certain, those time frames have been abbreviated, and the government officials that we deal with have been very good to deal with and moving quickly.
And you guys are doing tests on holes right now, and what are the results?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So your hole t test hole results. I mean, are you guys getting some good results there? And if you can also tell us again about the roads and access to water.
Yeah, so like I said, we've drilled a total of 7,500 meters so far.
Yeah.
We do have five drill holes that are still pending assay from the latest round of drilling, and we are commencing another 5,000 meters minimum here in just a week or so. So we've got a lot of fully funded catalysts in front of us. I mentioned the drill results. The grades have been very good. We're talking about several intervals of gold grade ranging from 10 grams of gold upwards to 200 grams of gold per ton, grams per ton, and silver along with that. So in addition to the gold, anywhere from 500 grams of silver upwards of 8,000 grams of silver per ton with those high grade gold intercepts. And all of that has been shallow near surface. I think the deepest hole that is on the project
Wow.
is 250 meters vertical depth. The average drill depth beneath surface right now is probably 100 meters or so, 100 to 120 meters.
And then, so what's your next step? Are you to move your project forward? Are you needing to do studies? How do you do? What do you got to do next to define the what you have?
This is still an exploration stage project. So again, the system was deemed to have been constrained in all dimensions, laterally, along strike, and at
Okay.
depth. And now that we've demonstrated that we have veins out along strike beyond what were previously interpreted, we've got new lateral veins that are emerging near surface, and we've got veins and mineralization opening at depth. So the the story here right now is going to be one of exploration and development. That's where the value is going to be driven, is demonstrating that this thing has size and scalability. And we're still focused on a very, very small area in a much larger claim group. The area that's been drilled is, about 5% of the total land package.
Wow. And then you also have a project in Chile. How far are you guys there? What's the timeline there? And if you can tell us about the jurisdiction.
We actually have two projects in Chile. We did some
Okay.
drilling on the one that's Pampa Paciencia. It's in northern Chile. It's near Spence and Sierra Gorda copper mines, two major operating copper mines. We're about 15 kilometers from those mines. There are a couple targets on there. We believe that the bigger story there is still the epithermal gold system, large concealed epithermal system, very thick veins. It's had limited exploration. We did some drilling there a few years ago, identified three ore shoots near surface. Again, deepest holes are right at 250 meters depth, several kilometers of vein strike to be tested. There's also an attractive copper target on that project too. It's had less exploration yet, but that's also an attractive target, especially being 15 kilometers from two major operating copper mines. And then the other project in Chile is in Inmaricunga, which is high elevation. It's a very well-endowed belt. It's a world-class endowment, but it is high elevation. It's more expensive to explore, and it's got water challenges up there. So we've actually liked the target at Inmaricunga from the beginning. That's been one of our favorite technical targets in Chile. The type of deposit, there's a high sulfidation epithermal system. They're a very coveted deposit type. They tend to be large in size, high grade, and oxide. So as an example, Salares Norte is that type of target. It's further to the north in the belt, and that's I think about a 5 million ounce deposit, somewhere around 5 grams grade, and is estimated to produce probably 500,000 ounces per year for a 10 to 11 year time frame at a very, very low cost. I think the cost estimates on that are less than $800 per ounce, all in sustaining cost. So the numbers speak for themselves as far as why the deposit type is valuable, and that's the type of target that we have up there. And so we are doing some pre-drill work to get that to a drill-ready state, and we'll look to advance that here probably sometime in the next year.
Okay. And then let's go to your finances a bit. If you can tell us about your current cash position and what's the plan to grow the company here.
Current cash position is right at 3.5 million Canadian. We've got enough money to fund the upcoming drill program at La Manchuria, which is a minimum of 5,000 meters, with a bit of cushion left at the end of that. Like I said, we're going to be commencing that here in about a week. And so the idea here is we've been ramping up the, it's been a progress. So ramping up drilling here as we prove the geological thesis with La Manchuria. And now that we know we've blown this thing wide open, it's time to get much more aggressive with drilling. So it's a step-by-step process, but assuming that we still have good results from the remaining holes and good results with the next 5,000 meters of drilling, we'll look to raise more capital, most likely after re-rating the share price, and really get after this thing and do some serious exploration, 20, 30,000 or more meters per season.
And then what's your share structure now? Can you walk me through?
Yeah, our share structure is very good. It's something that I've put the most work into since, we started this company from the ground up. So it is a share structure by design and with deliberation. We're 118 million shares issued and outstanding right now, no warrants, very closely held. Management owns about 13% between board and management. We've bought and paid for all of our shares, participated in every financing we've offered, and our shareholder roster is anchored by Michael Gentile, our largest shareholder. Michael owns about 17% of the company. He's been a repeat investor since we went public. And with Michael, a very short list of cornerstone shareholders, a lot of the principals that were behind Northern Superior Resources, which was recently acquired by IAMGOLD in December. So a lot of those guys are our cornerstone shareholders. Collectively, between that group and management, we own about 75% of the company.
Wow. Great job. So I'm looking forward to meeting you in Atlanta. You know, I'm excited to see Michael Gentile as well. When I ask him about Astra exploration, it's like, hey, what excites you about Astra? What are some things that excites him?
I think there's several things that really attract Michael to the story. And number one, the relationships that we've developed with Michael, between management and Michael, there's a lot of trust there. But he sees a story that's got some really strong catalysts, a ton of upside potential, a very high grade project in Argentina that we're really just scratching the surface of the tip of the iceberg here, if you will, that's got some tremendous potential. Very much, if people are familiar with the Cerro Negro deposit, that's one of the world-class deposits I mentioned, about 150 kilometers to the north of us. The team is very familiar with, and I say the team, our head geologist, Diego Guido, very familiar with Cerro Negro deposit, what made that deposit special. But it was very similar to what we're seeing at La Manchuria. You have this bulk tonnage disseminated deposit at surface that in and of itself looks like a very attractive target, and it's growing in all directions. So that could be big. And it's got respectable grade. I think the existing resource there, about 2 grams per ton, which is good grade for a bulk tonnage system. But the bigger prize yet, even as good as that is, the bigger prize yet is we're seeing these high-grade veins that are converging at depth. And this isn't very deep beneath surface. We're talking about 200 meters or less beneath surface. And that's what made Cerro Negro the special deposit that it was he had these convergence. They discovered these feeder zones, and they had these condensed areas of very high grade quartz veins in a very limited amount of rock. And so that's what we're actually seeing as we continue to explore this. We're seeing those veins converge, and we're also seeing that along growing strike. So it's a very attractive early stage deposit with a lot of potential in a very tight share structure company.
Yeah, great job on the share structure. So I'm looking at can you tell me about your market cap and maybe where you think you guys are in comparison with your peers? And, you know, is there like a disconnect or opportunity for investors that you see?
Yeah, I think that, and I think Michael would share this too, is that of a lot of his holdings, he looks at Astra as one of those investment opportunities that probably has the most room to re-rate out of a lot of his investments. And we really don't do a lot of paid promotion and advertising. I like to do conferences. I like to do sit down one-on-one, because when I get 10 to 15 minutes with somebody to walk them through the story and really lay things out, number one, of what our original thesis was, and number two, how our exploration has confirmed that in some very, ways that we hadn't even hoped. So the development of this story and what we're seeing emerge here could be spectacular. So if you look at some of our peer groups, one I mention often is Capitan Silver, and they've got an asset in Mexico. It's a good looking asset, a good team, and it's also a Michael Gentile company as well. Primarily silver, and I think silver's commanding more of a value in this marketplace, or at least in the last several months. And I think that there's silver was not the primary metal in this deposit. When we looked at this resource, it was about 70% gold and 30% silver. But many of, if not most of the most recent drill results, the veins have been primarily silver. So we're talking 70, 80% or more silver. And so the silver component is becoming more and more important at La Manchuria. So I think that between, being focused on growth, not doing a whole lot of paid promotion, and letting the drill bit talk for itself and the results speak for themselves. We haven't had the parabolic move that a lot of our peer groups have, but again, I'm confident with what the results are producing. And, I think that we've got a lot of runway and a really good year ahead of us in 2026.
Brian, I want to shift over to your team a bit. You mentioned some names, but if you can, one, give us a little bit of your background, your experience with, raising and at what rate, and just kind of who else you have around you that, can get the job done.
That's the most important point. Everything that makes Astra special comes down to the people who are involved. This was a team that was hand selected in 2020 specifically for this deposit type in this part of the world. And so there's always the relevant questions, asking who's involved. Number one, have they made discoveries like this before, and have they made discoveries like this in the jurisdictions and when you're looking in which you're looking, because that's very relevant. And then do they have the operational expertise, the business connections? And so if there was one silver lining with the whole pandemic, it was 2020 when I assembled the team, but I wasn't constrained to one certain geographical area to source talent. I could literally go after who I thought were the best people in the world, regardless of where they were located. So we are still scattered. I'm based out of Idaho. Our corporate office is in Vancouver. I've got a director in Vancouver, one in Reno. My head geologist is in Buenos Aires. My VP and country manager is in Santiago. Corp dev personnel, she is in London. So we're really, still scattered, but very talented people who have done this kind of work before. And so to that point, you said, well, have they made discoveries? And the short answer is yes, of this type and in this part of the world, including world-class discoveries. One of my directors, founding directors, Darcy Marud, he led one of the teams that discovered El Peñón in Chile. It's one of the largest low sulfidation systems in the world. He also discovered the Mercedes mine in Mexico. He built the Cerro Moro mine here in Argentina, where we're working. Charles Funk is another founding director. He was at Vizsla Silver as VPX when they discovered Napoleon at Panuco. Of course, he's Heliostar now, which quickly transitioned from a junior explorer to a junior producer. And Diego Guido, our head exploration, he's based in Buenos Aires, globally recognized epithermal expert. He discovered the Pinguino silver deposit in Santa Cruz. He's very well known for his expertise in this region, and he's quite familiar with several of the deposits in the region, including Cerro Negro. Roberto Alarcon, our VP and country manager, based in Santiago, he worked with Darcy at Yamana. He was their legal counsel in-house. He's a lawyer by background, and prior to that, he was with Homestake. And so again, based in Santiago, he was heavily focused in Chile and Argentina. This is the guy who knows how to get stuff done in South America. So you really do have, a major mining company brain trust and experience within a small junior. They know what to look for, and they know how to look for it.
Sounds like you got quite the team there. You also mentioned re-rating, the potential for a re-rate. If you can talk a little bit more about what might be the catalyst for that. Are you planning on promoting more, as well as how do you plan to attract more institutions if that's kind of the plan?
Yeah, and I'll touch on the last point first. When you said attracting more institutions, the share structure, this is something, like I said, by design and a disciplined approach to developing that share structure. Right now, we're anchored by our cornerstone shareholders. We really don't have any institutions involved, but that is the next natural step of evolution. So we are getting in front of those institutions. And, just lately, in the last several months, this is a story they've never heard of, but the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. So we are on the radars of a lot of those, and I think that those will bear fruit going forward. And then as far as the catalyst, the re-rate, I mentioned that we have about 3.6 million in the treasury right now that funds the drill program at La Manchuria. If you look at our drill results over the past several weeks and months, every single one of the batches of holes that we've put out, we've had some very high grades. We've even had high grades over some substantial widths. This is a narrow vein deposit so far, but you're talking anywhere from a half a meter to 2 meters with some high grade. And we even had a blind vein discovery. We had over 6 meters of 830 gram silver that was right at surface. So again, a brand new parallel vein system that's not been stepped out. We haven't done any drilling or following up. So there's a lot of room to grow with this, and the grades, it's an incredibly fertile system. It's hard to overstate that. There is just high grade everywhere.
So, any catalyst that we should be looking for? I mean, I like to, I like investing in companies that are on the right side of the Lassonde curve and the potential for growth. And like you certainly check a lot of boxes. So, are there any catalysts that we should be aware of that we can, and how do we best follow your news and keep up with, kind of following your story and learning more about who you guys are?
Yeah, first of all, the best way to keep up with us is go to the website and sign up for the email updates. That's going to be your best way to keep up to speed in real time with major developments. We are active on social media, LinkedIn and X, formerly Twitter. We have a presence in both of those platforms. But as far as catalysts to watch for, this is going to be driven by drill results. As I said, we've got another 5 holes pending. We should have those out, I would guess, in the next week or so. We're hoping before we started with drilling, which is currently slated for about April 10th. So we've got those 5 holes to get out. And then, like I said, another 5,000 meters of drilling. And this upcoming campaign, I say 5,000, that's a minimum. This upcoming campaign, we'll be looking to do more step outs to really demonstrate a larger footprint. But I think one of the key targets is going to be, you know, we've got those coalescing veins at depth. Those are about 180, 200 meters depth right now. So we'll be drilling down that probably 300, call it, give or take, meter level beneath surface. And if we see some more favorable results there, I think that stands to re-rate the share price significantly. But all of those catalysts right now are fully funded. And so I think that that's what's going to drive a re-rate in the share price. And plus, we are going to be doing several more conferences here in the coming months, because many people, or most people, have not yet heard this story.
Well, Brian, I'm glad I got to hear it myself. For our listeners, I want to be clear that Astra Exploration has not paid for this interview. They are not currently a sponsor, and I'm currently not an investor, although that may potentially change. Brian is going to be joining us in the Atlanta conference. Excited to learn more about you guys there as well. For our listeners, I'm not giving investment advice, but please do your own due diligence. One of the ways you can do that, as Brian mentioned, is go to the website, follow their story, check out their ticker and where they're trading. And Brian, if people have any questions, and if you can give the website one more time, just so that people can know where to best subscribe to your story. But if they have any questions, if you can give us your contact or where people can find you guys.
Yes. Again, the website address, www.astra-exploration.com. You can go directly there. Like I said, sign up for the email updates. You can send an email to the info box, so info@astra-exploration.com. That will come directly to me. I always respond to emails that I get, provided that they're not lost forever in the spam filter, which I do often check. But I am a very responsive CEO. I have an open door policy. So that's the best way to keep in touch with us. And I welcome the direct outreach approach.
Awesome. And Brian, I'll put all the tickers and where you're trading and websites and your socials in the notes. Everyone, thanks for being here. Brian, thanks so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you in ETL.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.